Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode of TaylorMade, the coach discusses what he believes to be the likelihood of the season going on. He tells us if he thinks that American football could catch on globally. And what's the most a coach ever bench pressed? Let's find out on TaylorMade.
Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. Guys are, just slowly but surely matriculating back to the Twin Cities. So, we're getting to that point where it's, almost time to roll, man. So everything's good. And we don't have a lot of guys in summer school, but the ones that are in summer school, I know they're doing what they need to do. So just excited for a new week, a new challenge. So.
Is summer school being all done online as well then too, or?
Yeah, okay. The guys that are doing summer school, they're online, so.
Okay. Well, let's head into fan questions, and we start with Chris, who says, with the St. Paul Saints playing baseball now, even if it is in Sioux Falls, do you think that makes it more likely we have a football season at Hamline?
Well, it's a positive, right? It's good to get out and do more things. I just saw on the news, Little League is starting up, so that's good. But at the end of the day, like I said, our president and our AD, they're going to, do the best thing that's best for our student athletes. Whatever protocols they put in place is what we'll go through. So we just got to sit tight and wait for that final decision to be made. But I think it's positive. We talked on the show before, NASCAR going. I think soccer. I saw some soccer the other day, and with baseball starting back up, minor leagues. And I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's bad, man. It's good to get rolling.
Aaron asks, he says, Coach, I think we are just 6 weeks away from camp starting. I think five now. Are you getting excited, nervous?
It's always a little bit of both, excitement, nervousness. Again, you want to put a great product out on the field. Man, a lot of people, there's a lot of people that are tied into college sports. I'm not even going to say Hamline football, but the college sports, you got your alums and your families and the coaches, There's a lot of pressure on them kids, man. So we want to make sure as coaches, man, we put them in the best situation possible that they can produce and play well on Saturday. So yeah, it's a little bit of nervousness, but it's some excitement too. So I mean, it's you want to see all the hard work, especially with the young guys. The new recruits, you put so much time into getting those guys, and high school is different from college, so you want to see what these guys can do. So it is a level of excitement, but like you said, there is a little bit of level of nervousness too. So.
Charles asks, he says, when a player is in Division I football and transfers to another Division I school, I think they have to sit out a year before they can play. Is that true in Division III, or can you play the very next year if you transfer schools?
Well, first of all, Charles, that's a great name. That's a very good
that's
name.
That's right.
So I just want to make sure that he understands that. You're correct with Division I sitting out. And in Division III, you can play right away, so you just have to get a release from your school. And you can go play. So, yeah, a little bit different rules. Not exactly sure why, but they are different.
Is that true in Division II then? Because they do scholarships. How does that work?
Yeah, that's the only level I've not worked at. So I'm not sure. If you go from Division II to Division II, I'm not sure how that works. So, yeah, we'd have to look that one up.
Okay. Andre returns back and says, Coach, I read some stuff about Wentz going to the Vikings when his deal in Philly is up. Do you see that happening in 2 years?
Wow, Dre, man, it's good to hear from you. I did not see that. I don't follow the guy's contracts as close, but I can't see that, man. I can't see them letting him out of Philadelphia. So, but you never know. It is the NFL, and crazier things have happened. So I hope not. But again, I would have to, I don't look into contracts or know what that looks like. I'd be interested to see where you saw that, maybe on some blog or something, but I hope Carson Wentz stays in Philadelphia, personally.
Joe would like to know, he says, how hard do you think it is to be the quarterback at a place like Miami where you were always judged against Dan Marino, even 30 years later?
Man, it's always tough following somebody else's shoes. It's hard, man, even think about the guy up in New England who's going to follow Tom Brady. That's just, those are tough things. And even in coaching, man, they always say you should never, follow a legend. I don't even know who took the place of Don Shula, but that must have been tough because he was an all-time winning coach. So it's just always tough in those situations, man. So,
Yeah, not envying Cam Newton at all at this point.
Right.
So, Randall would like to know, he says, do you think American football could ever catch on globally like baseball and basketball? If you do, what do you think it would take to make that happen?
Wow, that is a really loaded question. My opinion, football is the greatest sport. Baseball and basketball, though, they're a little bit more global because, and this is just really my opinion, I think more people can play it. You know, everybody can't play football. Now, football is a different animal. I mean, it's a different kind of mindset. The amount of people it takes to have success. You know, one person can take over a basketball game. One person, you know, a pitcher could take dominate a baseball game. It doesn't work like that in football. So, you know, I think it's a little bit tougher for it to be global, man. You know, it's equipment that takes place. It's just so much. It's more, more equipment. There's just so much more that goes into playing football and being really good at it, man, for it to really catch. You know, like baseball or basketball, even soccer. You know, soccer is a huge, huge sport. So, but again, I do feel like it's the best, teacher of life. But again, for it to catch on globally, like some of the other sports, it's tough. It's a tough deal.
Terrence says, Harvick looks unbeatable so far this year, but don't we have to vote for Denny Hamlin? After all, his name is Hamlin.
Harvick is tough, man. Harvick is very tough. Gosh, I lost some race yesterday, and I mean, just couldn't touch him. It's funny you say that. I know when I became the head coach at Hamlin, and it was a long shot, but everybody knows I follow NASCAR, and I wrote some of those guys, man, because those guys got money upon days. I wrote Denny Hamlin and said, hey, man, listen, our university's name is Hamlin, your last name's Hamlin. Wouldn't it be great to make a donation? But I never heard back from the guy, so.
Might as well try. It doesn't hurt, I guess.
Absolutely. Ask every hell. You can do say no, we're not
That's
wrong.
right. Larry would like to know, what is the most you ever bench pressed?
Wow, it's funny you asked that question. We were talking about that the other day. I had some buddies over. We were talking about, they all play college ball. And we were talking. I want to say I was right about 285. And it's funny, man, because our receivers coach back at Illinois State, man, he would always say dominant players are 300-pound benchers, man. So that was always kind of the mark you tried to get to. And I never got to 300 pounds, and maybe explains why I wasn't a dominant player, man. So God bless Coach Wall for putting that bug in my ear. But, it's kind of funny now. I'm always looking at this, when I go in the weight room, where are the 300-pound benchers at? Those are the guys you want to identify. Now, even just because you bench 300 pounds doesn't mean you're going to be a great football player. But that was always one thing for him, man. He wanted guys that could bench 300 pounds. So I never got there, but I do remember that. So it's funny you asked that question. I was just talking about the speaking.
Mike says, Coach, I know everyone loves to say America is horrible, but this is 4th of July, and I want to remember great things about America. I hope you join me in this.
Oh, wow. Everybody says horrible. Fourth of July has a lot of different meanings for a lot of different people. I think it's safe to say, a lot of things were being written back in 1776. Times were different for a lot of different people. So for some people, it's a great, great, great celebration. America's a great place to live. But there were some things that meant, it meant different things for different people at certain times. So, it's got to be respectful of that. And just know that, some people are, they look at things from a different vantage point. I think if everybody understands that, they can see. But July 4th is a great holiday. Like I said, a great country to live in. But things were a lot different, and things are still, we're still trying to get on the same level. And playing fields with a lot of different people in the country, so all good.
And we end with, why is it good to be a Piper?
Oh man, well, it's funny, we were talking off air earlier, man. We're getting to the point of the year where once July 4th comes, it's go time. So our meetings start to get more intense. The players start, like I said, matriculating back into town. So it's just really. It's really good to get our guys on campus, and just hopefully everything can be a go for the fall, and we can go and play and compete, man. We got a lot of work to do in the MIAC, and everybody knows this is a great league. And in a couple of years, we're gonna have a couple additions. So just super excited to be here at Hamlin University and working with great scholar athletes and great administration. Just want to get some more wins on the board now. So
now you begin camp on the 10th, or players come back on the 10th?
It would be players are back on the 10th, and then we just kind of go through, the safety protocols, whatever those are going to be, and You know, we probably wouldn't get practicing. That's a good question. I don't have the exact answer for that. So, but I know that, you know, we want those guys back on the 10th, and we'll go from there. So.
Wow, that's coming quick. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
for joining us this week, Coach.
All right, take care.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin coach, please send them to us at chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsupport.com. That's chiptaylor@minorleaguesportsupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Sunday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.